This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You may convince me to do it.
Mr. President, would want you there?
I think they might have a problem.
Mr. President,
I think they might. And by the way, I think they've done a really good job. And I think the other side has so lied. I watched the lies from Adam Schiff. He'll stand, he'll look at a microphone, and he'll talk like he's so aggrieved. These two guys, these are major sleazebags.
Major sleazebags. Everybody's a sleazebag. Everybody's a sleazebag. Everybody's bad. Yesterday, it was a lot of nothing, right? I mean, you know what? Again, it's about the battle that's going on. Great way to raise money, right? Cipollone and Nadler went at it.
So far, I'm sad to say, I see a lot of senators voting for a cover-up, voting to deny witnesses. An absolutely indefensible vote. Obviously, a treacherous vote against an honest consideration of the evidence of the, against the president. A vote against an honest trial. A vote against the United States.
Yeah, a vote against the United States. So you're voting against the United States. Pat Cipollone, one of the White House counsel.
Mr. Nadler came up here and made false allegations against our team. He made false allegations against all of you. He accused you of a cover-up. He's been making false allegations against the president. The only one who should be embarrassed, Mr. Nadler, is you for the way you've addressed this body.
And then finally, Dad steps in.
I think it is appropriate at this point for me to admonish both the House managers and the President's counsel in equal terms to remember that they are addressing the world's greatest deliberative body. One reason it has earned that title is because its members avoid speaking in a manner and using language that is not conducive to civil discourse.
Yeah. Translation. Stop being jerks. Stop this. Are you undone?
In the 1905 Swain trial, a senator objected when one of the managers used the word pettifogging, and the presiding officer said the word ought not to have been used. I don't think we need to aspire to that high a standard, but I do think those addressing the Senate should remember where they are.
Yeah. Pettifogging, essentially, undue emphasis on petty details, right? Because what you're trying to do, and this is politics 101, I'm going to say a lot and circle around, use big words, use accusations, use falsities. I'm going to do all kinds of things. And at the end of it, you're going to be like, you ever eaten a meal? And at the end of it, you're like, that's kind of what happened yesterday. So what did they agree on, right, as they move forward? And I'm not going to spend all day, because the reality is I talked to probably 50 people yesterday. And out of that, they'll say, I'll listen to some news, but I won't watch it, because everybody essentially had made up their mind. And guess what? Most people I talk to feel that either, Trump did something, but does it rise to this level? Or Trump didn't do anything, and the other side is everybody feels like they can't trust each other, right? I mean, we're so right now tribal and split. Nobody believes anything anybody says. Nobody does. So they adopted the rules, and it's good to see the rules were adopted. I was like, I hope the rules get adopted, and they did. So congratulations to the rules. So first of all, there were 11 amendments, basically party line, blown out, as far as like things that they wanted to put in there, but it was a party line vote. And so this is what's going to happen. All right? Opening arguments begin today, throughout the day and tomorrow, and as you guys are seeing, it's going on, and this is it, but it's not going to go on forever. Both sides given 24 hours over 3 days to argue the case. After that, you get 16 hours to ask questions. Right? That's what the senators are going to have, 16 hours to ask questions to the two panels. At that time, they will then have the opportunity to vote. So they're going to go through all of this rigmarole, right? And once they get through that, so everybody will have the chance to make their case, right, over 3 days. Then, 16 hours of the senators then asking for questions, then they'll all talk amongst themselves, huddle up, and decide if they would like more documents and witnesses after that. It's in the weeds, right? It's in, at the end of the day, this is all in the weeds, and you sit back and you say to yourself, where's the cliff notes? I watched enough yesterday to realize it is. I talked to a couple people yesterday. We text back and forth before they went in, because you have to give up your phone. There's no electronics. I mean, it is just hours of minutia for people who've already made up their mind, too. That's the other thing. For people who've already made up their mind, right? And the thought process, too, is like, okay, if we're going to have witnesses, we're going to trade you, Bolton, for Biden. That's reciprocity, right, that the Republicans are going to ask for. So you want something, you want us to give you something, we'll give you something, and in doing that, we're going to expect something back, which we have every right to do, and we're going to take this. And people are thinking long and hard. Is that something they want? Here we are. It's moving forward. At the end of the day, I don't think anything's going to change. I don't think anybody's mind's going to be changed, because I think at the end of the day, people have already made up their mind and they have everything to do outside of watching this. People say, well, why isn't this a bigger deal for the American people? I said, well, because we're so divided. We're so wrapped up in the red and the blue, right? We identify with that. It's got very little to do with all of the other stuff that you would, you know, that you would think, okay, this is vitally important. This is the third time this happened in history. We're getting a first-hand look at history. But what we're getting a first-hand look at is pettiness and childishness and a disdain for each other's team. And that's not what our founding fathers wanted. 323-538-2423 @Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Feel free to tweet at me. You can text the program as well. With all of that going on, we have this coronavirus thing. How bad is the coronavirus? Where is it? Like, all of this stuff, what's happening? Oh, my goodness me, we got to be freaking out. We've got our first case here. Should we be worried? Do you guys remember the Ebola virus? It's about 3-4 years ago, right? That was like the hot thing, because then we had some doctors that were over there. Some people got sick. And then we got a person who actually got it here, right? So we brought a couple people here that were part of the help. I think it was the Congo. And then when we got him here, one of the aid workers who was sick transmitted somehow the Ebola to another person. It was just, but people were freaking out. Oh, my God, it's just, and now we've got a person that is in the hospital. And, oh, my God.
They're keeping him in isolation, and they're going to do that at least for the next 48 hours. But they're describing his condition as satisfactory. They're also monitoring all healthcare workers and any other patients that he came in contact with.
Yeah. And the way that they're doing stuff and they're screening now is via the airport and where you come from in China in a certain region.
Right now, they've been doing screenings at 3 different airports throughout the United States. They're going to expand that to 5 as soon as they can, so that includes Atlanta as well. In addition to that, any person traveling from Wuhan, China, that wishes to enter the United States has to go through one of those 5 designated airports where they're doing screening.
Yeah, so what does it mean? Nobody's going to get it, right? You know, it's, I don't think anybody's going to get this thing. I don't think we have to, you know, I mean, China has 9 deaths and 440 cases. It can, they're trying to trace it back, and they think they caught it at a fish market, like a meat market. And they're trying to figure out exactly what it is and what the commonalities are between other viruses and all of that stuff. But yesterday, it's like people are, oh my God. It's, you know, it's like SARS. You guys remember SARS, too? Like, the world was going to die because of SARS. Like, this is it. We're waiting for the next influenza outbreak that's going to wipe out the world. You go back and you see the great influenza outbreak after World War II, and World War I. You got to think about all the stuff that took place there. Modern medicine's a little bit better than that. We haven't emerged from the dark time of World War I or World War II or World War III. But people freak, oh, jeez, it's going to happen. Settle down. 323-538-2423. @ Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Feel free to tweet at me. You can text the program as well. Love hearing from every single one of you. Wounded Paw, an amazing organization. Yesterday, here in, or 2 days ago here in Phoenix, there was a mother who did the unthinkable to three of her children, and it was awful. And they, the first responders that were there, the paramedics and the fire department, couldn't save the kids. And because of the trauma that they suffered, they were all dismissed and told to go home, not even to go back to the station, to just to go back and to take a few days off to seeing this thing. And when I went to figure stuff out, when I was talking to Wounded Paul, like, what exactly did you guys do? They just showed me it's not only our veterans, but it is our first responders and their families who oftentimes need something there. And that's something, in many cases, is our furry best friends. They rescue dogs, shelter dogs, and take them from shelter dogs to service dogs. And sometimes it's just about comforting, and other times it's other things, including, you know, veterans that have been injured. But their motto is to save a paw, to save a life, and that is so real. They need your help, and you can give through the gift of a vehicle. It is simple and easy, amazing tax-deductible gift. Doesn't matter if it runs, rocks, flies, floats, whatever it is, they'll take it. On top of that, you can also donate cash, but check out the works they're doing. It is amazing. WoundedPawProject.org, WoundedPawProject.org, or call 844-6784-PAW, 844-678-4729, or WoundedPawProject.org. Chad Benson Show.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A Loveland, Colorado homeowner could go to jail for protecting his property from melting snow. He paid $10,000 for a permit to add a small addition, but then the city changed the rules. He had to stop work, pay another $30,000 for a new permit, and wait for approval. He waited so long winter came, and melting snow was pouring off the unfinished roof into his basement. He tacked up some plastic to temporarily route the water away, and the city compliance officers pounced. He was dragged into court for putting up plastic without a permit while waiting for the permit. Even the court could not figure out what he had done to deserve such abuse. In America, it's the government's job to protect our rights, not steal them. Thieves go to jail, not innocent victims.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Out with the old and ink with the new.
You can't print without ink.
Yeah, it's very hard. I've tried.
So stock up at Staples, because now HP OfficeJet Pro 8 cartridges are buy one, get one 30% off.
Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP Ink at Staples.com. Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 1/25/20. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or Staples.com/HPBOGO for details.
For some veterans who face the struggles of returning from war, sometimes it's difficult to look around and see everyone happy. Veterans of all ages, from all wars, need our unwavering support. What better way to show them the respect and care they deserve than to donate a vehicle to the Wounded Paw Project? To learn more about donating your vehicle, call 844-678-4PAW. The Wounded Paw Project takes your extra car, truck, RV, even boat, and turns it into a vehicle for change, and the proceeds are used to protect, advocate, and...
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Check out our Chad Benson Show Facebook page where you can hang out or hang your grievances out to dry. This is Chad Benson.
In an interview for a new documentary about her life, Hillary Clinton slams Bernie Sanders, saying that through all his years in Congress, he got nothing done. When asked about supporting Sanders if he won the nomination, she said she wasn't going there yet. But Clinton attempted to walk that back later, tweeting she would do whatever she could to support the Democratic nominee.
Don't walk it back, right? Like, why? Why walk it back? It's exactly what it is. You got nothing to worry about, right? That's the way you feel. Absolutely, I bet that's the way you feel. And let me tell you something. I think she's right. I don't think a lot of people do like Bernie. And I think Bernie plays to win in ways that I think frustrate a lot of people. Very similar to Trump in that way. Very similar to Trump. And it's very interesting to watch, because it's not just her, man. He and Biden are going at it. And Bernie's fans, Bernie's supporters are, oh my, they you say one thing, they will destroy you. Like, she was getting destroyed yesterday about all of it. And I thought it was funny. Right? She said what she said, and I don't walk it back. You got nothing to lose. You got no skin in this game anymore. Be honest. That's the beauty of politics. When you leave politics, you get to do something you haven't been able to do for years, which is be honest.
Back in Washington, Sanders tried to brush off Clinton's criticism.
Look, right now, today, I am dealing with impeachment.
Meanwhile, two people actually in the race, Sanders and former Vice President Joe Biden, are once again feuding.
Yeah, they're feuding. They're arguing amongst themselves over something that was posted and doctored videos and stuff like that. And it is, it only takes a second. Oh, yeah, totally sorry. But
Sanders had apologized to the former vice president after one of his supporters called Biden corrupt in an op-ed circulated by the Sanders campaign.
I'm sorry that op-ed appeared.
Did you make an apology?
I accept his apology, and I accept it for what it was.
Joel. That seemed to end it.
Seemed to end it. Remember that. Seemed to end it. But it was too late. And the video, there was a video going around that was totally just chopped up to the right 8 or 10 seconds. And once you do something like that, it, away it goes.
I argued that we should freeze federal spending. I meant Social Security as well.
Yeah, so that's what they were flying around, Bernie's people. And everybody else on the campaign trail is like, maybe we shouldn't fight amongst ourselves. No. They're all taking a page from Trump, which is you got to win the nomination before you can be president of the United States. And to do that, you got to come hard. And that's exactly what they're doing. And it is hilarious. Right? Because I think she was spot on. I think she was right. I don't think a lot of people do like Bernie. And I try to remind everybody, Bernie is not a Democrat. He's an independent that caucuses with the Democrats. Go look at a lot of their records. Right? Not just him, but a lot of them. They don't get a lot done. They try to co-sponsor bills. They try to do certain things, but very, very few things get done. Oh, yeah. I never even thought of that. No. Most people don't. I mean, go look at a lot of the bills. Who gets what done? And there's a lot of bills that get passed that we don't know anything about. Right? You know, for all the talk of, all these bills that they passed or tried to pass, there was like 270 bipartisan bills that passed through the House to Congress. And we just don't hear about them because they're not sexy, right? In this world that we live in, whether it's impeachment or whatever it is, it's sexy. And that's, we need sexy. Sex sells. And that includes, like, simple stuff. Keep it simple, stupid for the people. And if it's going to be something really uber complicated and gets deep into the weeds, people are like, ugh, because we have the attention span of a gnat. Ooh, piece of candy. Walking. Ooh, piece of candy. Look over there. Ooh, piece of candy. What's that? Ooh, piece of candy. That's us. Cliff Notes version. And if you could make it the Cliff Notes version of the Cliff Notes and just tell me, like, it's basically what we want to do is we want to get a book. And the book is War and Peace, and we're going to just try to hopefully go to the last two or three pages to find out how the thing ends. 323-538-2423, at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Feel free to tweet at me. You can text the programs as well. More on impeachment. AOC, wait till you hear what she has to say. Wow. Wow. This should scare people. This should. Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get 30% off these amazing towels. Enter promo code Benson or call 800-983-4975. MyPillow.com and enter promo code Benson or call 800-983-4975.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They're trying to remove President Trump's name from the ballot, and they can't prove their case.
That's White House counsel Pat Cipollone at day one of the Senate impeachment trial against President Trump. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell changing the proposed rules for the trial, saying he'll now offer 3 days rather than two for opening arguments from each side. Democrats are still pressing for documents and witnesses. They're getting no guarantee that's going to happen. Here's Democratic Senator and presidential hopeful Amy Klobuchar.
I don't know how they can deny all witnesses, and let's see what they do after a few days of this. But I think that the House managers made a very effective case.
The trial resumes at 1 p.m. Eastern today. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
House. Here's Ellen Griebel.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in five computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. End. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
Just over half of Americans say they believe the Senate should vote to convict and remove President Trump from office. Take a look at this. According to the latest CNN SSRS poll, 51% believe Trump should be convicted and removed from office by the Senate. 45% say he should not. 69% say that the Senate impeachment trial should include testimony from new witnesses.
Ooh. Really, Meek? So CNN's poll? CNN's poll had that? CNN? No way. CNN? It's like going to a Fox poll. No way. Fox said he shouldn't be. Just so stupid. Here's the thing. Let me tell you what sells in life. Drama, sex, things that you can, there's an emotion tied to it, right? A rational voice in a storm of chaos isn't really going to have anybody paying attention to it because everybody else is too busy going, look at the chaos and freaking out. We're the exhausted majority. I say that all the time. 70% of Americans, they lean a little bit right, a little bit left, but they're not insane. That 15%, though, 7.5 on each side, have the bully pulpit. They scream and they yell, and the problem is 60% of that 70% will turn and look. Oh, because it's the great car accident, right? It's the whiplash. Got to look and see what's going on over there. Because I can come on and scream all day about insanity. You know, we can say, oh my God, it doesn't do anything, right? And the problem with us is we need more parties than we have right now. That's the other thing. We've got parties within parties, except for the fact that we can only vote really for two parties. Right, so inside of the Republican Party, you have conservatives, right? You have moderates and certain libertarians. On the other side, you have moderates, some more libertarians, old school Democrats, and then progressives, right? The socialist side. But at the end of the day, Bernie's not running as an independent. Even though he's an independent, he runs as a Democrat. How do we bring it together? That's just it. We're never going to bring everybody together. Because no matter what happens, you're going to have people out there that are going to be on the extremes that will always get all of the time they need. Because television, radio, and magazines, that's what sells, right? Somebody coming out going, look, you know what? We're not going to get everything we need and want. We're going to have to give some stuff up, right? We're going to have to, and no matter what we do, it's not going to make everybody happy. And some people are going to feel left out, and some people are going to feel, I mean, it doesn't matter, right? But you do have a problem in both parties right now, which is this huge gap that is starting to pull the parties away from themselves inside. So you're seeing regular Democrats get pulled away to the centrist-like area. Everybody's like, oh, you're a moderate. Why? Because you're pro-choice and you're good with marriage equality, but because you're not for crazy Marxism and free jobs and free everything, somehow that you're no longer a good, you know, soldier in the Democratic army. And on the other side, right, Republicans, you could be fine with marriage equality, okay with you know, legalizing marijuana, but because of that, you're not a good person anymore, and it's stupid. It is. But you do have a problem. And right now, here's a perfect example of how this whole thing differs. Right? This is AOC, who's campaigning with Bernie. You listen to this, and I will tell you this, as a person who lived through the Cold War, as a person who got to see up close and personal what the Eastern Bloc looked like, having played games in East Germany when I was a kid. East Germany, because there was a West Germany. And this is straight crazy. Like, what are you talking about? Right? Like, this is what you really think?
This is not to say that charity is wrong.
Right.
But also it's important in who we give to.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a billionaire and you want to do good, then I think what you need to do is, first of all, change your business model.
Awesome.
If Jeff Bezos wants to be a good person, he'd turn Amazon to a worker cooperative.
Right.
You know, like, not what do I do with all of this money that I have created with this unjust system.
Right.
A worker cooperative? Right? Are you kidding me? Like, that's what he should do? That's it? Oh, it's not done.
Usually, if you're a billionaire, that means that you control a massive system. It means that you own oil supplies. It means that you control textiles. It means that you have a massive labor force under your control. And to be ethical, if you're a billionaire today, the thing that you need to do is give up control and power. So I don't want your money as much as we want your power. The people, not me.
No, you. Everybody who, and this is the funny thing, and I always talk about this when it comes to socialism. When people say out there, oh, you guys are crazy when you talk about socialism and there's nobody out there that's really like that. Bernie's not like that. AOS, they're like that. They would love that. They would. They would love the kind of power that Maduro has, but more importantly, that Hugo Chavez has, because they believe they can do it better. They believe they can do it better. Everybody believes, but everybody who wants that kind of power never wants to live under that kind of power. It was always designed for by people who want to control the power. They have power too. That's why in the world of politics, money seeks out power and power seeks out money. Right? That's what happens. A cooperative? I mean, some of this stuff, and she's just getting started, kids.
I'm Joe Billionaire. I made widgets. I sold those widgets. I made billions of dollars, you know, selling those widgets, making those widgets. Therefore, those billions of dollars are mine. Why am I the enemy?
Well, you didn't make those widgets, did you? Because you employed thousands of people and paid them less than a living wage to make those widgets for you. You didn't make those widgets. You sat on a couch while thousands of people were paid modern-day slave wages, and in some cases, real modern-day slavery.
Are you kidding me? You didn't make those? You didn't take the risk? That's what people don't understand. People like her have never been in the real world, right? Like, you know, she was a bartender for a little while. She went to school. And guess what, though? Go look at Bloomberg, right? Everybody points out, oh, Trump's a bit. Go look at Bloomberg. Look what he started with. Look how he started. Look where he. Oh, but he didn't make anything. He never did it. You're right. He came up with an idea, then he went to a couch and he sat down, and magically, people appeared. Magically, people showed up. Magically. That happened. And along the way, he enslaved them. Not employed them, enslaved them.
Made that money off the backs of undocumented people. You made that money off of the backs of black and brown people being paid under a living wage. You made that money off of the backs of single mothers. And all of these people who are literally dying because they can't afford to live. And so no one ever makes $1 billion. You take $1 billion.
And they soak it up. Oh, yeah, you're right. They are just stealing. That's all they're doing. They're stealing. They're stealing. That's it. No, government takes, right? If you make a widget and your widget sucks, it doesn't sell, you lose your money, you go out of business. If you make a widget and it does well, you employ people, and along the way from employing people, well, it's all slave labor, Chad, and it's all, and people are dying because you're a slave. No, this is not, they're not the De Beers family out there, right, mining, blood diamonds. It's never going to be good enough, but government takes, right? Government takes. When's the last time you went to your paycheck and saw the part where no taxes were taken out? No, they take them out. Do you give it to them voluntarily? No, they take them out. I love when they talk about revenue. This is, I'm telling you guys, that's the stuff when people say it's not, you listen to that and tell me how this doesn't sound insane and Marxist.
And I'm not here to villainize and to say billionaires are inherently morally corrupt. But they are... Some disagree with me, clearly. It's not to say that. It's to say that this system that we live in, life in capitalism,
right,
always ends in billionaires. And that's why we have to fight for an advanced society. And, you know, for that, I am called a radical. I am called this, every name in the book.
No, you're called that because you're out there saying, well, you know, billionaires should give up everything, that they sit at home and do nothing. And by the way, it's not just, after a while, billionaires won't be enough. The millionaires, right? And the millionaires are the people who, you know what, they made some decent money, $250,000 a year, worked their butts off 60, 70 hours a week, building up a small business, put money away, did okay for themselves, and all of a sudden, they're going to be the villains because along the way, because they're going to run out. And everybody is a victim. Everybody is a victim because there will always be more victims than victors. And that is an issue. That is a huge issue. Tell me right there. I'm not talking about the Joe Bidens of the world, right? The Bloombergs, the Pete Buttigiegs. I'm talking about the people that see things and they don't want to change the system. They want to burn the system down and do something different. And guess what? It is growing out there. Well, maybe it's a good thing. Really? Show me where it's worked. Well, Sweden's not. Scandinavian model is not the model you think it is. They tried that model, by the way. And they lost everything. And then they're like, nope, can't do this. Show me. Show me. I'm waiting. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. Feel free to tweet at me. You can text the program as well. Car Shield. Love Car Shield. Why? Because I don't have to use it, but I have it. Haven't had to use it yet. I'm assuming at some point in time I'm going to have to use it. I've used it on my other car. So I don't have any more. And, man, the car show come through with me. Yeah, 24-7 roadside assistance, a rental car for free while your car's in the shop. And the shop is the shop that you choose. They get them paid directly. So you have to front them any cash or anything. So maybe your car's a little newer, right? I was talking to my buddy yesterday. He bought his car newer, but he paid cash for it. So there was no warranty or anything that came with it. And he was like, ah, you know, I said, dude, get Car Shield. Trust me. Ask my buddy Lloyd. He didn't get it. I said, you should get it. He said, no. Literally within a month and a half later, his car, pfft. I said, with Car Shield, they covered that, man. It would cost you nothing but your deductible. They'll take care of whatever it is you need. Maybe your car's newer, you got electronic stuff in there, you want to make sure that's taken care of. Maybe you want everything taken care of. Doesn't matter. Whether your car's got 5,000, 150,000 miles on it, Car Shield is there for you. Right now, you're going to save 10%. You go to carshield.com. CarShield.com, use code Benson, or better yet, call them at 800-CAR-6000, 800-CAR-6000. When you do that, use my code Benson, ask them all the questions you need about the plan that's right for you and the car that you have. 800-CAR-6000, code Benson, a deductible may apply. Chad Benson Show.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
If you've been listening to my show, you know I try to take my super beats every day. But sometimes I get caught up in my busy schedule and I forget. That's why I'm excited to tell you guys about their fantastic new product, Super Beats Soft Chews. Super Beats Soft Chews gives me...
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For full fat options in your latte.
So, don't ditch dairy in the new year and learn more about milk's nutritional benefits at www.milklife.com. Again, that's milklife.com.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Hang with Chad's friends on Facebook, The Chad Benson Show. And if you just need some alone time, head on over to Twitter at Chad Benson Show. Either way, we can't wait to meet the real you.
I had a bad fall. I had to have surgery on my neck. And I found out that I have a mild form of asthma.
It's Parkinson's, which is a form of Parkinson's. And it's not a death sentence by any stretch of the imagination, but it's like you have a good day, and then a really bad day.
A year ago, next month, I was in a shocking state.
Yeah. Ozzy Osbourne, Good Morning America, talking about stuff. He sounds a mess, but I always remind everybody, while he sounds a mess, that's what a lot of people from Birmingham sound like. Now, he is taking it a step further, but yeah, you know, he's got a form of Parkinson's. Good day, bad day. He's got an album. I think he's doing collaboration with Elton John. I mean, he's doing some stuff. You know, he wants to get out there and do his thing as best that he can.
I want to see my people, you know. I miss them so much.
What is it that you want people to know, Sharon?
He's going to get back out there, and he's going to do what he loves to do. I know it.
Will he do it a lot? That I don't know. Will he do it often? Again, don't know.
I feel better now. I've owned up to the fact that I have a case of Parkinson's. And I just hope they hang on and they're for me because I need them. They're my air, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. Is somebody like that who's a hard rocker, hard charging, you know, person. I mean, you read the stories, you hear the stories. We were debating yesterday. It's like, okay, was he bit a bat's head off? And that was kind of became his thing. And it was just, you know, not the bat, but like a bird head. And it was always supposed to be fake. And it was just, he's an interesting character, but there's issues there that you can hear. And it's not just the Parkinson side of stuff. You can hear the struggle in the way that he is talking. And that's sad. Speaking of sad. Imagine being in a band and then told you got to audition.
Aerosmith drummer Joey Kramer has sued the band, saying it was keeping him out after he got hurt last year. He was forced to re-audition for the job he'd had for 50 years, and he was told he didn't have enough energy to take the stage. Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, and the rest of the guys say, not true, in a statement claiming they've asked him back several times, but Kramer says he hasn't been ready, emotionally and physically. One big issue, this weekend's Grammys, where Aerosmith is performing. Kramer says he wants to play, the band now saying there's not enough time for him to rehearse, so he can come, but he can't play.
So you can come, but you can't play. You can show up, but you can't play at the Grammys. Grammys got all kinds of controversies going on, including the fact that their CEO's been ousted, and now she's filed a complaint. She's only been there for like 6 months, and it's crazy. This is going to get ugly with this.
With just days to go before music's biggest night, new bombshell allegations are hitting the Grammys. The Recording Academy accused of tampering with nominations, voting, and even who gets to perform on that iconic stage. Complaint to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission filed by recently ousted Recording Academy CEO and President Deborah Dugan claims the Grammy voting process is a boys' club.
Oh, yeah. It was more than that, too, man. Other people complained about her, apparently, but now it's going to be a nasty lawsuit. There's going to be all kinds of stuff. And she was brought in to replace, quote-unquote, the boys' club, and apparently the boys' club didn't like it, but from what I understand, a female filed a complaint against her. So this is going to be ugly. 6 months she was there. 6 months. Man. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. Feel free to tweet at me. You can text the program as well. Check out the podcast, thechadshow.com. This is Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.